Good evening. It's April 22nd, 2020, 7 o'clock p.m. I know I started late. I was supposed to start at 6 o'clock p.m., but you know. But also, I would like to start this off with a prayer. Moving forward, I'm going to do this with all my shows. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving me the ultimate gift of sharing my knowledge with the individuals that are tuning in tonight. I also like to for you to put your blessings on the individuals who are in this COVID-19 pandemic. Put your angels around them and guide them to a place where they can be safe and heal. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, so I would like to get this started by saying this. The indefinite continued progress. Think about that for a second. What does that coincide to? The indefinite continued progress. You give up? The answer is time. This is one thing that we have no control over. Time is something that is on a continuous basis. It doesn't care if you're male or if you're female. It's on a continued basis. And why am I preaching this? And I'm going to hit this hard tonight. Time. Because we cannot go back in time and fix what we've done wrong. We cannot go back in time and fix a sentence or not meet a person that we just seem to regret to have met. But it takes time for us to progress and learn from the mistakes that we have made by the time that we've lost. I can remember a time when I was at the University of Iowa and I lost my scholarship. I walked up to our trainer and I said, "Coach, I lost my scholarship." He goes, "I know." He says, "Reggie, have a seat." So I sat down, early 20s. 18, 19 years old, about 20, 21 years old, I'm sorry. And he says this, "Reggie, if there's one thing I want you to remember, it's that time waits for no man or no woman." That has stuck with me for over 25 to 30 years. I eventually got my scholarship back and I eventually finished school and I have a master's degree. But time elapsed 12 years before I got my bachelor's degree. And the time that I was in there back then, I should have finished. Now, how does time refer to relationships? Well, let's talk about that. When you're dating somebody, you always give them their time. You always give them their time because you're in that early anniversary phase. You're happy. You want to spend time with them. You want to spend every minute of the day with them. You want to be on the phone with them. You want to talk with them. You just want to chill. You want to vibe with them, you know, and eventually that phase falls. And the time that you put in with that individual, you just got to make sure that you continue that time. Because what you've done was you have created a comfortability of spending all that time with them. And they get used to that, you know. And what comes with time? Truth comes with time. Honesty comes with time. And getting along with each other and knowing each other takes time. Speaking from experience, you don't want to rush or jump into something with 2 feet. Always keep 1 foot on the sand and 1 in the water. In case you slip, you have a grip. You know? If you're in with 2 feet, you're going to drown. What do you got to hold on to? You know? It's a catch-22. You know, sometimes we say, yeah, we're going to do it. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, we're all guilty of it. We're not going to do it. You know? It also takes time when you are figuring out if this is the right person for me. Figuring out if you want to have a family with this individual. Figuring it out. Am I losing time or am I gaining time? Gaining time is like, you know, you guys are going to have a future together. You know, you guys are going to talk. You know, you guys are going to go this one way. But also time can hinder you too as well on your progress. Oh, don't worry about it. I can get it done. I'll get it done. Don't worry about it. Well, as you're not worrying about it, you're losing time. And remember what I said in the beginning of the show. Time waits for no man or woman. Time can also be your adversary. Time can also be your best friend. And time can also be your worst enemy. Always in the mix of relationships, look at the clock, because time is wasting by. Always give your best in a relationship. Always give your best. With me, I've given my best, but I always have not been truthful. You need to be truthful when you're in a relationship, regardless of how it's going to be perceived, because you then have given that person the choice of if they want to spend more time with you or if they want to put that time on pause and move on. So that's what I mean, how time can be your adversary and time can be your worst enemy as well, you know. So it's like you have to be able to be understanding and enjoy every minute, because every time and every minute and every second isn't promised at all. If you love the person you're with, you tell the person that you love them. If you have to tell that person something that's going to hurt their heart, but it's the truth, you tell that person that. That's what I didn't do. You know? Situation happened, didn't confront it, bit me in the ass. Time elapsed and it became my worst enemy. Relationships and time can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. You don't want to waste anybody's time in a relationship. Because if you are going to waste your partner's time, do them a favor and step back and get yourself right so they can spend that lost time with you with somebody else or getting themselves right. It's very important that you do that. Get to know yourself. That's what I did. That's what I'm doing. I'm in the process of doing. It takes time for that to happen. It takes time for you to heal. It takes time for you to understand that, hey, I'm a narcissist type of person. I only think about myself. I do these type of things. And it takes time for you to, it takes time for you to say, you know what? I need to fix this. In order for me to move on, I have to fix this. If I fix this, I know I will be in a happier place, not only within myself, but I'll be in a happier place with somebody else. And I can help somebody else get to a better place. I thought I was at that point, but I wasn't at that point. And I figured out that as time went by, I was not being myself for a lot of years. With me thinking about it, I wasn't myself in college. So it's been over 20 years since I know I have not been the real Reggie Williams. And I just figured this out within a couple months. Since I've been in my new location. I just figured it out. You have to be able to be the bigger man or the bigger woman and not waste anybody's time. Do not use individuals. Always be truthful. I cannot stress it enough. We are not being truthful as men. You have no business on these sites. If you are married and you're looking at somebody else, if you don't like it, don't waste somebody's time. Sit your wife or girlfriend down at the table and you tell them, I'm not happy. This is what's going on. I don't want to waste your time. Because if you don't say it, it's going to bite you in the ass. I'm just telling you that straight up and straight down. This is what's going to happen. You're talking to somebody who has lived it. Okay? If you're going out late and you tell your girlfriend or your wife you're going to be back at this time, be back at that time so the trust isn't broken. Because if you come back 1 minute late, oh, I can come back 2 minutes. Oh, I can come back 30 minutes late. Oh, she won't know. The next thing you know, it'd be past midnight. And you know what? From what my mom told me when I was a little boy, nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing. Unless you're with your wife or girlfriend. You know? That's who you should be enjoying after midnight with. Life is about time. It's always going. It's always... Every second is running. I want to end the show on this quote from the Bible. Not quite sure what book it is. I want to say Ephesians, but I'm going to say it. What has been done will be done again. Nothing is new under the sun. I'm going to say that one more time. What has been done will be done again. Nothing's new under the sun. I'm going to leave you with that tonight, guys. And I want to say, I love you. IG fam, I care about you. Men, I'm being real. Don't screw up a good thing. Learn from me. This is real. I told you I'm going to get real. You know, the truth hurts. Time hurts. Or time can make you mad. Time can make you cry. And time can make you smile. But it's up to you how you want to use your time. Peace, love, and God bless.